Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
2-2 the count. Sale waits. Miller deals. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Ball game over as Miller gets Suzuki with a 104-mile-per-hour heater. And the A's hold on to beat the Cubs 4-3.
Actually, a pretty interesting game. And the performance of Shea Langeliers, and I can't hear his name without thinking of the Stephen King novel, The Langeliers, because
I hated that miniseries so much.
It wasn't great. It was hard. If you could be, you know why? Because if the special effects aren't perfect, it loses the fear. I mean, those things showed up looking like. Like little Pac-Man things. It's like, that's what you're scared of.
You know what they look like? If you ever seen, what's the show? Dinosaurs, Not the Mama. You know what I'm talking about?
I used to love that show.
They look like the actual mouth of any of those dinosaurs.
That's a great call.
That's what they look like.
I can't. When that show was going on, I'll never forget. The Bears tight end, Keith Jennings. They used to call him Godzuki. And because he looked like Godzilla's kid. And so he used to get mad. He's like, he called me Godzuki. And he said, James Williams. He says, Cat, looks like he's from Dinosaurs. And I said, which one? And he said, Not the Mama.
Not the Mama. That's that. Yep. Listen, that, and if you've never seen the show, it is called Dinosaurs, right?
I think so.
It definitely is.
Okay.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Definitely Dinosaurs, which is a whole different like thing with the
super
vitamins.
Depressing series finale. Too.
That's what I was about to point out.
What happened?
It has one of the worst what happened? Series finales. Not worse like bad, but like wait, worse like
what happened?
It's
spoiler alert.
I think the statute of limitations is passed, but we can definitely explain it.
So are you saying like the comet hits and the dinosaurs go extinct?
No, that's not what happens.
Isn't that what happens?
Yeah,
that is what happens.
No, that's not what happens. No.
What dinosaurs did you see?
Or did somebody just contract some horrible disease and waste away?
Go ahead.
Sitting in a hospital.
Hold on. So basically, what happens is like they do something. And like the local factory that like completely destroys the climate on the whole planet, and they basically end the series with them falling into the ice age,
the extinction of dinosaurs. That's how this comedy ends.
Yeah,
you're extinct.
they're like they end with like this depressing news report of like the.
It's
like
wild.
The forecast in perpetuity is extreme cold, and it's just like, so they are just all gonna die.
It was a true history lesson because it felt like as a kid, it was like, hey, there was this TV show like, hey, you like dinosaurs? You like dinosaurs? Gather around the TV and watch the dinosaurs and learn about how they died.
That was completely appropriate. And the thing is with the show and the way it ended, you're right. It was a history lesson one, but I'd rather have that than all these series we get today that just don't have a finale. Like, think about how many shows you've liked and watched that did not get renewed, and therefore we don't have a true series finale.
Or you get like Ted Lasso, where it's all a little too neat and a little too tidy and a little too nice.
But that's what it is.
But it's over, and then they're like, "Oh yeah, well we're gonna do more shows."
That's what it is. I watch
what's the show about the heroes and the villains, but like more like real life?
Oh, that show about the heroes and the villains.
No, but like, sure. It's on Prime.
Are you talking about The Boys?
The Boys. Yeah. I watched The Boys, and we know that we're only getting...
No spoilers for the new season. I haven't seen it.
No. We know that they only have five. They're only doing five seasons, period. Okay. And we know that, and I'm okay with that, and I'm good with that.
Or like the show Freaks and Geeks back in the day that just had the one season and then it ended on kind of like an open-ended thing with all the characters kind of going in there, these little directions, and then we never got any closure ever.
And so like one of the good things you have like Family Guy, obviously shows can be canceled and brought back.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about bringing back like one of the soap operas that was canceled and putting it like on Lifetime. I saw that the other day. But I think in this era, there's just too many shows, and no one can make sure that a show gets its full run, whether that's three seasons, four seasons, five seasons. Like, it's too often that a good series just gets canceled.
Let me read you a quote here.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to read you a quote here. This is from Craig Calcaterra's Cup of Coffee newsletter, and it's my favorite way to start the day, not just with baseball thoughts, but all the pop culture stuff and politics. It is it's really, really good, and Craig is awesome. He wrote this about a baseball team. They're a high-revenue club in a large market. They're a club that should be shooting higher than the let's try to win 85 games, snag a wild card, and hope magic happens in October approach that they have embodied. It's a club that, pursuant to that ethos, has spent a very long time building teams that will likely never lose 100 games because of defensible incremental moves and a bottom-up philosophy, but which will be hard-pressed to win 95 or 100 games outside of crazy fluke seasons because they never really go for it.
But you're not talking about the Cubs, is what you're saying. And you're saying the Cubs are the team.
You're too smart for me.
Yeah, the Cubs. You're not talking about the Cubs, but the Cubs definitely fit under that umbrella based on what we've seen in the last 5 years.
He's writing about the Giants.
Got it. And you know what? That also works. But also, I feel like the Giants are at a disadvantage from a free agency standpoint. They got to pay people more to come and play and live in San Francisco, which, it fair or not, that's just the way it is right now.
But they're writing about the Giants, and the reason they're writing about it is because of the Matt Chapman move,
right?
And because they have decided to re-sign and extend a 30-something-year-old Matt Chapman for $151 million, which is very much unlike Farhan Zaidi, and it may be an indication that Farhan Zaidi is on the way out. And Calcaterra says the Chapman move is not the be-all, end-all. I don't want to overstate what signing a 31-year-old corner guy to a long-term deal will do, but it looks like a change in approach, and it may be a function of change in executive philosophy. Well, let me ask you something. Just using Matt Chapman himself, and this is where the numbers kind of like, I was like, oh, interesting. What is Matt Chapman's war?
For his career, year?
This year.
Oh, okay. I'm going to guess... I don't have his numbers in front of me, like his other, like his peripheral, like just his basic numbers. What's it? Can you tell me what his OPS is and what?
No, we don't have to make it too much.
Okay, I'm going to guess 2.5.
Matt Chapman's a 5-win player.
Really?
Yeah, he's had a fantastic year.
I knew he was up, but I didn't.
He is a 5-win player.
That's what you get for playing after I go to bed.
So you can think about that. Now, how many games are the Cubs out of a wild card?
Five.
There's six.
You know, six. Okay.
They're going to finish like five or six out.
Yeah, probably.
My point is, they're going to finish, one way or another, a star player of value out. Well, the idea of war, and we think about it as this sort of independent stat, but that's what wins above replacement means.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's what you pay for. Having this person instead of a replacement level player over the course of an entire season means you win five more games. A star player, a six-win player that you pay. You pay for that. You pay for it. You pay for it. And if the Cubs finish essentially a star out, it's right there in front of us. And you could sign two stars.
Is this about, though, Matt Chapman and players like him, or is this about the guys they have on their roster who have not become the stars they thought they were going to be?
It's both. It's all of it.
Because Cody Bellinger, who
shouldn't be, he's had a bad year.
Yeah, he's had a bad year. And if you went from last year and said, just have the year you had last year, don't have to be any better, just have a year around the neighborhood of last year, how much better would the Cubs be?
They'd be significantly better.
Exactly. So
they'd be, you could add it up. This is what I'm saying. You can put it out there and add it up. The Cubs are going to finish a star player out of the playoffs. Matt Chapman was right there.
So this offseason, is it as simple as go get a star player? I mean, you have guys allegedly in the minor. I mean, you can see what Pete Crow Armstrong's done the second half of the season.
Now if he's a six-win player next year, we're talking about something real different.
I don't know if he's going to be a different player than we saw the second half of the season.
Then he's a six-win player.
Okay, but I'm saying is I don't know that that's enough based on what they've done in the back half of the season.
Agreed.
So I think they have to still go out and get more.
Agreed.
Or if these guys that you say are ready or are going to be ready, somebody's got to be ready sometime soon.
But this is the point. That's what six wins mean. It's not theoretical. Because when you add up the wins.
But it's theoretical at the start of the season because you don't know what kind of season they're going to have.
Sure. You got to project and you're looking at ranges of outcomes and nothing's guaranteed, which is why you got to have more of them.
Yeah. No. That right. That was my point is that they need a better assortment of guys who have proven it, who you know you can depend on. Even in a bad season, their bad season's still better than an average season.
Those people are expensive. And that's the point.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.